There are two parts to the test. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one.
You will hear a conversation between a representative whose name is Don and a prospective member of an automobile club. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now we shall begin. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. My name is Don Buffett. How can I help you?
Good morning, Don. I'd like to join the club.
Wonderful. Now, have you ever been a member before?
Yes. I joined after I left college, and I was a member for 7 years before I let my membership lapse when I went abroad.
Do you have your old membership card?
No, sorry. I threw it out when I moved.
Have you got any other form of identification on you?
I've got my driver's license, and my passport, and a couple of bank cards.
The license will be perfect.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, the photo is not a very good likeness, is it?
No, I've shaved off the beard and cut my hair since that was taken.
I'm going to have to make a note of some of these details, and I'd like you to correct me if any of them have changed. Obviously, the number here will be the same. AY916310.
Look, you've copied it down wrongly. It's AY196310.
Thank you. I'm glad you picked that up. Now, family name? Black and other names? Gavin Raymond?
Yes.
And you were born on the 22nd of January, 1973.
That's correct.
Can I just remind you that you'll need to renew your license by the 19th of May, 2012? You wouldn't believe the number of people who get caught out with an expired license.
Thank you. I must admit, although I carry it around in my wallet, I wasn't really aware of that.
Not many people are. I've been caught out myself. Now, I can see that you're one of those who has opted out of having an address printed on the card, and I can understand that. Personally, I think it's better security not to have it, in case your wallet gets stolen, for example.
I agree.
Can you give me your current address for our records?
Yes, of course. I live at 29 Sunset Street, Meadowbank.
Thanks. Actually, my uncle lives in the same street. It's a very nice area, isn't it?
Yes, pretty good.
Now, you've got 3 classes of license: motor car, motorbike, and heavy vehicle. Do you want to be covered for all 3?
Oh, not anymore. I had a motorbike when I was a student, and then, before I went abroad, I worked as a truck driver for a while. But I never want to do that again. These days, you'll only find me behind the wheel of a car.
Well, that's all done. Now, for one final question.
What's that?
I need to ask you whether you've ever had any driving or other convictions or endorsements on your license.
Well, I've had a few parking tickets.
We don't count those.
And I haven't had any endorsements, but I do have a dangerous driving conviction from back in 1993. I was young and inexperienced, and going too fast in wet weather, and I slid off the road and hit a power pole.
Well, I have to make a note of that, but you're lucky. Because it's over 15 years ago, it won't be held against you.
Now listen again.
Good morning. My name is Don Buffett. How can I help you?
Good morning, Don. I'd like to join the club.
Wonderful. Now, have you ever been a member before?
Yes. I joined after I left college, and I was a member for 7 years before I let my membership lapse when I went abroad.
Do you have your old membership card?
No, sorry. I threw it out when I moved.
Have you got any other form of identification on you?
I've got my driver's license, and my passport, and a couple of bank cards.
The license will be perfect.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, the photo is not a very good likeness, is it?
No, I've shaved off the beard and cut my hair since that was taken.
I'm going to have to make a note of some of these details, and I'd like you to correct me if any of them have changed. Obviously, the number here will be the same. AY916310.
Look, you've copied it down wrongly. It's AY196310.
Thank you. I'm glad you picked that up. Now, family name? Black and other names, Gavin Raymond?
Yes.
And you were born on the 22nd of January, 1973?
That's correct.
Can I just remind you that you'll need to renew your license by the 19th of May, 2012? You wouldn't believe the number of people who get caught out with an expired license.
Thank you. I must admit, although I carry it around in my wallet, I wasn't really aware of that.
Not many people are. I've been caught out myself. Now, I can see that you're one of those who has opted out of having an address printed on the card, and I can understand that. Personally, I think it's better security not to have it, in case your wallet gets stolen, for example.
I agree.
Can you give me your current address for our records?
Yes, of course. I live at 29 Sunset Street, Meadowbank.
Thanks. Actually, my uncle lives in the same street. It's a very nice area, isn't it?
Yes, pretty good.
Now, you've got 3 classes of license: motor car, motorbike, and heavy vehicle. Do you want to be covered for all 3?
Oh, not anymore. I had a motorbike when I was a student, and then, before I went abroad, I worked as a truck driver for a while. But I never want to do that again. These days, you'll only find me behind the wheel of a car.
Well, that's all done. Now, for one final question.
What's that?
I need to ask you whether you've ever had any driving or other convictions or endorsements on your license.
Well, I've had a few parking tickets.
We don't count those.
And I haven't had any endorsements, but I do have a dangerous driving conviction from back in 1993. I was young and inexperienced and going too fast in wet weather, and I slid off the road and hit a power pole.
Well, I have to make a note of that, but you're lucky. Because it's over 15 years ago, it won't be held against you.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
We've changed quite a lot here at the Royal Car Club since you were last a member.
Oh?
We now have 4 different levels of membership, starting at blue, then moving through bronze to gold.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you get a different level of service and different benefits depending on what you choose. Of course, that is reflected in the annual fee. The more benefits, the higher the fee.
I see.
The standard club care comes with a 5% discount at bronze level and a 7.5% discount at silver level.
And gold?
If you own more than one car, I'd recommend the gold level because you only pay half the fee on your first vehicle.
I'm not sure I need that.
Well, bronze and silver have $10 and $20 off the insurance fee, but with the gold membership, say you had an accident and your car was badly damaged or off the road for any length of time, you'd be eligible for car hire at no extra cost.
That's good.
There's one more thing. If you need to borrow money to purchase a new car, we offer personal loans at a reduction off the general applicable rate. These start at 0.25%, go up to 0.5% at bronze level, and increase to 0.75% at the next level. Gold has a whopping 1.25% reduction on the applicable rate.
Well, that is something I should consider, perhaps. Thanks for your help. I'll think it over and let you know.
Now listen again.
We've changed quite a lot here at the Royal Car Club since you were last a member.
Oh?
We now have 4 different levels of membership, starting at blue, then moving through bronze to gold.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you get a different level of service and different benefits depending on what you choose. Of course, that is reflected in the annual fee. The more benefits, the higher the fee.
I see.
The standard club care comes with a 5% discount at bronze level and a 7.5% discount at silver level.
And gold?
If you own more than one car, I'd recommend the gold level, because you only pay half the fee on your first vehicle.
I'm not sure I need that.
Well, bronze and silver have $10 and $20 off the insurance fee, but with the gold membership, say you had an accident and your car was badly damaged or off the road for any length of time, you'd be eligible for car hire at no extra cost.
That's good.
There's one more thing. If you need to borrow money to purchase a new car, we offer personal loans at a reduction off the general applicable rate. These start at 0.25%, go up to 0.5% at bronze level, and increase to 0.75% at the next level. Gold has a whopping 1.25% reduction on the applicable rate.
Well, that is something I should consider, perhaps. Thanks for your help. I'll think it over and let you know.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.
You will hear a conversation between two training college students and their liaison officer who is enrolling them in a volunteer program, which provides English language support in a local secondary school.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Come in and sit down, Lester. Sharon, I can see you're keen to know more. To start with, I'd just like to say that we value volunteers highly and recognize their importance and assistance in the provision of quality education.
Thank you. We're looking forward to helping out. But what exactly can we do?
Volunteers can undertake a range of tasks. In general, they enrich the English language program and complement the contributions of salaried staff members.
Yes, but what would we do specifically?
Oh, a variety of tasks. For instance, you can tutor individual students in reading.
I thought that might be the case.
But you can also help students edit their written responses.
Great. Is that also a one-on-one activity?
Oh, yes, definitely. But volunteers are also called on to assist in designated classes.
And what exactly would we do there?
Well, it depends on the class, of course, but usually you take on the role of an assistant.
A teacher's assistant.
Yes, that's it.
Sounds like fun and good preparation for our own careers.
Then, an enormous area of assistance is developing students' organizational skills.
Yes, I can imagine that's why some of them are struggling in the first place.
There's also the special needs unit. They always need volunteers there.
But we have no training in special needs.
That's not necessary. These students just really appreciate having any extra attention. Sometimes help with the simplest things, like holding a pen correctly.
Well, that's something all able-bodied students should learn. I've noticed some of the strangest pen grips amongst my peers, and I'm sure they must end up with sore hand or shoulder muscles at the end of the day.
Yes, I'm sure you're right. The other task I'd like you two to help out with is encouraging and improving the students' work ethic.
Oh, I can't imagine that'll be easy.
No, but it is important, and I can give you some training in that field.
That'll be good.
I should also point out that you'll be working alongside quality teachers at times who are not only caring role models, but excellent motivators.
Well, we should learn a lot from them.
Yes, the teachers you'll be assigned to are innovative and very responsive to the different needs of individual students.
If that's true, they must be adept at a variety of teaching styles.
Quite right. You know, part of my mission is to forge close partnerships between experienced teachers and trainees like yourselves. As far as I can see, everyone has something to gain from the exchange of information and skills, not just the students you're helping.
Now listen again.
Come in and sit down, Lester. Sharon, I can see you're keen to know more. To start with, I'd just like to say that we value volunteers highly and recognize their importance and assistance in the provision of quality education.
Thank you. We're looking forward to helping out. But what exactly can we do?
Volunteers can undertake a range of tasks. In general, they enrich the English language program and complement the contributions of salaried staff members.
Yes, but what would we do specifically?
Oh, a variety of tasks. For instance, you can tutor individual students in reading.
I thought that might be the case.
But you can also help students edit their written responses.
Great. Is that also a one-on-one activity?
Oh, yes, definitely. But volunteers are also called on to assist in designated classes.
And what exactly would we do there?
Well, it depends on the class, of course, but usually you take on the role of an assistant.
A teacher's assistant.
Yes, that's it.
Sounds like fun and good preparation for our own careers.
Then, an enormous area of assistance is developing students' organizational skills.
Yes, I can imagine that's why some of them are struggling in the first place.
There's also the special needs unit. They always need volunteers there.
But we have no training in special needs.
That's not necessary. These students just really appreciate having any extra attention. Sometimes help with the simplest things, like holding a pen correctly.
Well, that's something all able-bodied students should learn. I've noticed some of the strangest pen grips amongst my peers, and I'm sure they must end up with sore hand or shoulder muscles at the end of the day.
Yes, I'm sure you're right. The other task I'd like you two to help out with is encouraging and improving the students' work ethic.
Oh, I can't imagine that'll be easy.
No, but it is important, and I can give you some training in that field.
That'll be good.
I should also point out that you'll be working alongside quality teachers at times who are not only caring role models, but excellent motivators.
Well, we should learn a lot from them.
Yes, the teachers you'll be assigned to are innovative and very responsive to the different needs of individual students.
If that's true, they must be adept at a variety of teaching styles.
Quite right. You know, part of my mission is to forge close partnerships between experienced teachers and trainees like yourselves. As far as I can see, everyone has something to gain from the exchange of information and skills, not just the students you're helping.
That is the end of part two.
End of the test.